Dino Costa.
The Blues lose in a rout, and they are saying that the series is over. It's over. But you can call me, I don't know, what's a good way to say it, Mr. J? You can call me eternally optimistic. Because I'm not buying that jive that the series is over. Not just yet. Now, should they fail to win Game 4 tomorrow night, the Blues, if they don't win Game 4 tomorrow night, my opinion just might change a little bit. I mean, as depressing a night as it was the other night for the Blues, I think you need to keep a game like that in context. It's only one game. It wasn't a must-win game. The Blues season is still alive despite that awful and debilitating game that now sees them down 2-1 in this series. Yeah, I know. The Blues have been outscored by the count of, 13-7 over the first 3 games in the series. That means not a damn thing. It doesn't mean anything other than if we take the first 3 games in total, it means that the Bruins won Game 1, the Blues came back and won Game 2, the Bruins absolutely throttled St. Louis in Game 3. That's all it means. Those games are over. None of them, including the last one, should portend anything in the remaining games of this series. Because as I've been saying for weeks, I've been saying this for months here. This Blues team in 2018-19 has not a damn thing to do at all with any other Blues team in the previous 51 seasons of this franchise's existence.
Dino Costa.
The following radio show may contain content that is offensive to some. Please listen by utilizing extreme caution. Ladies and gentlemen across St. Louis, this is the one and only Dino Costa Show, and it's right here, right now, on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
No, Dino wouldn't like that. Tell him Dino would not like that, so... Yeah, no, listen, I know Dino. Dino wouldn't go that way, no. So, tell him Dino wouldn't like that. Hey, do any of you remember... Anyone remember Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final Series? Anyone remember that one? You know, that was the game where Boston beat the Blues, shellacked them, actually, by the count of 7-2. That was the game where Jordan Binnington was pulled. The Blues looked like a mess. And that was the game where Boston took a 2-1 lead in this series. Yeah, you remember. You do remember, don't you? I mean, that was the game where not only did many hockey fans and some hockey media, and too many Blues fans for my liking, wrote them off, but at the end of 20 minutes following that game, 7-2 loss, that was the game where a lot of people said it was over. The series was over. The ride had come to an end. Time to get off the Ferris wheel and wait until next year, because after 7-2 in Game 3. Didn't the Boston radio the host refer to the Blues as the Bruins bitches after that game? We got word on that a Boston radio host had said that the Blues were the Bruins bitches after that game. Funny. I don't remember it, but that game 3, that 7-2 loss, was only a few days ago, wasn't it? It was only this past Saturday night, in fact, I believe. But then, how come I don't remember it like it never even happened? How come many of you forgot about it over the course of this evening like it never even happened? I mean, did someone go out and hire ServPro? How come the Blues, after skating off the ice tonight with a 2-1 win in Boston that now gives them a 3-2 series advantage in these cup finals, how come it also seems as though the Blues have forgotten about Game 3 as though It never even happened as well. How come? Go all the way back to the night of Wednesday, April the 10th, right? That was about 2 months ago, almost two full months ago. I looked before. It was actually April the 10th was actually 57 days ago, or in this case, 57 nights ago. And I say things all the time. It's what I do. It's what I'm paid to do, to say things. And I said, I remember on that night, I said after the Blues defeated Winnipeg in the first round in game one, one of the things I said is that you need 16 of these things. 16 is not necessarily a high number. However, when it comes to collecting wins in the NHL playoffs, the path to 16 can feel like a trek up of, you know, going up Mount Everest in a nonstop snowstorm. Yeah, I said you needed 16 of these postseason wins to drink the sweet nectar from the big silver bowl, right? I think I said that. You need 16. Well, after getting four of those wins against Winnipeg, followed by four more against Dallas, and then another four against San Jose, I don't want you to pinch yourself, and no, you're not dreaming, but where you as a Blues fan and where your hockey club sits at this very moment, you now find yourself at the doorstep of history. You've got 15, and that's impressive in its own right. You've got 15 of the 16 that you need, but you need one more. The Blues are now one solid and very good 60 minutes away from walking together into history. Arm in arm, one 60-minute game from being champions forever, doing the unthinkable, winning the Stanley Cup, and in the process exercising each and every ghost or demon that some think has held a grip on this organization and franchise for more than 51, 52 years now. One solid 20-minute game from glory forever. But one, I'm trying to think of all the different ways I can say it, but one solid 60-minute game from putting a stake right through the heart of what I've often referred to here on the show as the condition of the heartbreak. And I also said on a past show here more recently that things have a way of turning quick, that things sometimes do turn quickly without any warning. Did I not say that? And I also said after that Game 3 loss, which I've now, of course, completely put out of my memory bank as though it never happened, that who would be surprised, who really could be surprised if the Blues not only came back to win Game 4 to even the series again, which they did, but also followed that up with a road win in Boston in Game 5 to take the lead in the series and return home up a game in the finals for Game 6, a chance to finish off the season with the biggest exclamation point that this franchise has ever known, with the cup in the house, waiting possibly to be paraded around the Enterprise Center, and then kicking off a downtown St. Louis celebration, a downtown St. Louis party that some thought they'd never get to see. And while hardly any of that was a prediction of any kind, because as we all know, I'm not in the prediction business, the scenario in which I spoke about after the lopsided defeat in Game 3, where many started to write the Blues obituary on the season, well, that exact sequence of events that I spoke about on the show following that awful Game 3 loss, it has now come to fruition in reality, has it not? A long time ago, and Listen, I've repeated this almost as though it's been a personal mantra, a mantra of sorts over the past the few months here. I said of the Blues, I said this has been the greatest single season turnaround story I'd ever witnessed in just about five decades worth of watching the National Hockey League. But if you'll allow me to amend that statement ever so slightly, if the Blues should go on to win either of the next two games, and therefore secure their first ever NHL Stanley Cup championship, I'd like, Your Honor, to revise my previous statement to also include that if the Blues do that, if the Blues do end up winning the Stanley Cup, that it's going to go down in my own personal book as the most amazing and unlikeliest story that I've ever seen since watching the National Hockey League, period, and end of story. Story. What a story. What a story. My goodness, what a story. If anyone thought, and I'm sure that some, if not many, did, that Jordan Binnington had seen the clock strike midnight with Jordan Binnington, you know, turning into a pumpkin in Game 3 of the series after the 7-2 loss that I really can't remember. And Binnington, of course, being pulled in the process of that game. If anyone thought that Binnington was done, he was toast. How did you all like Binnington tonight after this 2-1 win? And Ryan O'Reilly, has continued to take my words to heart as well. 2 goals in Game 4, a goal tonight that broke the seal on this game. 3 goals in his last 2 games. And up until the Blues allowed that goal tonight, well, really you can't call it a power play goal because it wasn't. The only goal Boston would score, which of course came on the delayed penalty, the Blues had killed off 5 straight Bruins power plays over the past 2 games. And by the way, let me be clear about something that happened in this game tonight. Let me be clear about this right off the jump here this evening, because I think it's very important that I mention this. And I know that this is going to be something that's going to be bandied about between now, the end of this Game 5 tonight, heading into Game 6 in St. Louis on Sunday. I love Eddie Olchuk as a game analyst. I love Eddie Olchuk. He's terrific, but he's full of it. With the way he described the non-call, which was a correct no-call, on Tyler, don't fall into the trap of saying, well, you know, the Blues got away with one there. Because let me tell you something. As you all know, I'm not a Blues fan. Okay, and I'm not a Bruins fan. Now, am I pulling for the Blues to win the series? Absolutely and positively. But if I thought that Tyler Bozak committed a penalty on that play, I'd be the first one to tell you. Probably more objective, perhaps, than anyone else is on this station, because I'm not necessarily a Blues fan, although I'm pulling for them and have been pulling for them, you know, since this second half turnaround started. That was a correct non-call on Tyler Bozak. Don't get caught in the trap of saying, well, you know, yeah, the Blues got away with one, and then they went on a couple minutes later and scored the goal, the second goal of the game by Perron. Hogwash. That was a correct non-call. Tyler Bozak on Achari. Moments, of course, before the Blues would score on the David Perron goal, as I just mentioned, to make it 2-0 at that point in time. Firstly, Bozak neither tripped Achari, nor did he get his stick involved in the play. It looked much worse than it really was. Olchuk on the game telecast, you saw, you watched, you heard. Olchuk said on the game telecast that Bozak's leg whipped Achari, and even in this moment now, since the end of Game 5, I have no idea what the hell Eddie Olchuk is talking about or what replay he was looking at. Because if someone can show me any video of Bozak's leg moving in any way at all as to trip up or to take down Achari, I'm going to hand you my checkbook right now. You can write in any numbers you'd like to. Bozak's leg didn't move in any kind of a whipping fashion whatsoever. I don't know what Eddie Olchuk is talking about. He leg whipped him. What do you mean he leg whipped him? In what video, the replay that you saw, Eddie? Bozak's leg didn't move in any kind of a whipping fashion at all. It was the correct call. His stick, by the way, as I was mentioning before, was never involved in the play at all. It was not a trip. The official was correct with the non-call. Because what this was simply two guys battling for the puck, simply the case of two players coming together. Achari had his back turned. Bozak made contact, not in any illegal way. And Achari simply fell to the ice with the way his leg met up with Bozak's and down he went. A leg whip? His stick was involved? What are you kidding me? Not at all. And so someone tell the Bruins, their fans, and those dorks up there on Boston sports radio station WEEI that if they want anyone to feel sorry for them, then remind them that in another Game 3 that I can refer to in the West Finals, the Blues actually were robbed of a game in overtime on what was a clear rules violation, something known as a hand pass that caused the Blues to lose Game 3 of the Western Finals against San Jose. Someone also mentioned to all those people I just mentioned that the Bruins were rewarded a goal earlier in the series with 6 skaters on the ice. So someone else should also remind all the Bruins fans, those naysayers at WEEI in Boston, and anyone else, that the Bruins have been awarded more power play opportunities than any previous team in NHL Stanley Cup the competition. Ever. Ever. And Bruce Cassidy, the Bruins head coach, deciding to sit David Backes in this game to dress a 7th defenseman. What up with that? I was shocked when I got this news before the game tonight that he said Chara should not have been out there, okay? I mean, I give him guts. I give him, you know, I give him props, I should say, for guts. Guts and glory and all that. Zdeno Chara, I give him that. Much respect. But you don't take Backes out of your lineup in a game like this, in my opinion. You know? Yeah, you just don't do it. I was watching Backes. You saw. You watched. You heard. Saw Backes, the shot of him in the press box, and my goodness, he looked like a lost little puppy up there. Almost like he was still shell-shocked when he was sitting in the press box when the cameras went to him during the game. Forget about all that nonsense about the non-call. People think it should have been a call because the better team in Game 5 won this hockey game tonight, period, and end of story. I don't want to hear it. And I go back to my warning as well. I can't forget about that. I say things, you know? The memo which I sent the Bruins way after that Game 3, which nobody remembers anymore. Well, they don't. The memo they may remember, but nobody. The memo I sent to the Bruins they might remember, but nobody remembers Game 3 anymore. Like it never even happened. What did I say? What did I say? Well, I say a lot of things. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, when you're a talk show host, you're supposed to say things. And what I said to the Bruins after Game 3 was that if I were them, if I were the Bruins, having the Blues down, that they really ought to go ahead and win Game 4-2. Because if they didn't, well, I felt it could eventually spell doom for them. And doom for the Bruins right now is staring down the barrel of a Game 6 in St. Louis this coming Sunday night. Doom for the Bruins is being 60 minutes away from extinction. No guarantees, of course. No guarantees. But the Bruins, you take into consideration what they're looking at right now. The last time they skated off the ice with something known as a victory was that Game 3 in St. Louis. You know, the game that nobody remembers anymore. The feeling of a job well done for the Bruins came the last time after that Game 3, which since that time, that feeling of winning has eluded the Bruins in back-to-back games now. And really, I mean, what else is there to say about this Blues team after tonight's game? I mean, you can't be surprised anymore, can you? I mean, you can't be surprised. Hasn't this been a cycle we've seen before? This is like wash, rinse, and repeat for the guys with the blue note on the front of their jerseys. Road victory number 9 in these playoffs for St. Louis against 7 wins at home. But then again, 3 of those 7 wins at home were better than some of the others, right? Right? And now, we ask ourselves, we're left to ponder with the question, will history repeat itself yet one more time? Because if we go back to the first round, a series clincher at home against Winnipeg in Game 6. In the second round, the series clinching win on home ice that sent Dallas home for the season and a double overtime win in Game 7 in St. Louis at Enterprise. And in the West Finals, of course, they closed out that series by clinching in Game 6 at home against San Jose, didn't they? I think they did. I remember all those ones. I don't remember Game 3 of this series, but I remember each and every one of those previous series clinching wins that the Blues have had in the playoffs so far. So 7 wins at home, 9 on the road, but in 3 of those 7 wins at home, they've been monumental wins for the Blues. And so, you know, the 3 previous opportunities to close out the 3 previous series at home, and the Blues are batting 1,000 to this point in such games, with a chance now to make it 4-for-4 in such situations, you know, as we ready ourselves for Game 6 in St. Louis on Sunday. Will Lord Stanley be introduced to Gloria this coming Sunday evening in downtown St. Louis? I thought the Bruins looked tired tonight. You saw, you watched, you heard. I thought the Bruins looked beat up tonight. Couldn't find the extra gear to deal with the Blues in this game this evening. The Bruins look like a team to me that has been beaten down somewhat over the 5 games so far in this series. The Blues had their legs in abundance tonight. The Blues controlled play throughout this game over the 3 periods and the 60 minutes. And Binnington, Jordan Binnington. Wow. Just wow. With some of the saves he made in this game here tonight. And, you know, the statistic sheet, very misleading because, you know, I just get done saying, and you may agree with me, that I thought that the Blues controlled this game tonight. I thought they had their legs tonight. I thought that they had the better of the play over all 3 periods, first, second, and third. But if you look at the shots, the Bruins piled on 39 shots at Binnington tonight to 21 for the Blues. But everywhere else on the score sheet, everything else favors the Blues and really gives you an indication of just how well they played and controlled all 3 periods tonight. They out-hit Boston Check that. Boston actually out hit the Bruins, the Blues tonight in this game. But it wasn't by a lot. Faceoffs, the Blues were terrific tonight. They won almost 60% of all the draws on the dot tonight. They held Boston without another power play goal. And as I said earlier this hour, that's now five straight. Here we are. Sitting at the doorstep of history, on the precipice of something that the Blues fans over the years, with a multi-generational fan base, never thought would ever happen. And it hasn't happened yet. And we're not counting chickens before the eggs hatch, certainly. But, man, you got to like the way that things have trended since, what was that, Game 3? Mr. Joshua, do you remember Game 3? Because I don't remember it. Yeah, you got to love the way this team has responded yet one more time. Leave the door ajar for this team. And just ask the previous clubs. Ask Winnipeg. Ask Dallas. Ask San Jose. And now the Bruins may learn the same lessons that the Blues taught those three previous teams that they put an end to the season with all of those teams. The Bruins may end up learning the same lesson that when you give this team just a little bit an inch to breathe, you leave that door ajar just a little bit. Well, this team knows how to expose and exploit that door that's ajar and maximize it for all it's worth. And now you sit 20 minutes away from winning the Stanley Cup, from last place in the league in January. And that wasn't all that long ago, 6 months ago. From last place in the league in January to 60 minutes to the first Stanley Cup championship in Blues franchise history. An incredible story. But the book is not finished yet. Still have some finishing touches to put on it. But here's the memo I'll throw out to the Blues. I've got no question, and neither do you. Listen, all the pressure at this point is on Boston. I thought all the pressure was on Boston going into this Game 5 tonight. I thought all the pressure was on them. I thought even if you go back to Game 4, I thought all the pressure was on the Bruins. Even after they came off the 7-2 shellacking and they routed the Blues in Game 3, I thought going into Game 4, more pressure was on Boston and not the Blues. And more pressure certainly is on them going into Game 6. I've got no question that if the Blues don't win Game 6, they can waltz back into Boston and parade around with the Stanley Cup in Beantown. And win a game on the road, their 10th road victory, perhaps, possibly in this Cup playoff season, to win the Stanley Cup in Boston. But my memo to the Blues is this, because I want them to stay consistent with what they did in the three previous series. Closeout games afforded to them in the three previous series. A closeout game is available to them now. Game 6 coming up on Sunday. And my two words that I'll send out to the Blues are these. Finish it. Finish it, because this Boston team right now is not playing well, and I think that the Blues and their play against Boston has a lot to do with it. The Blues are riding an incredible wave of confidence and momentum right now. Boston is doubting themselves. Boston is beat up. The Blues have come back. They have enforced their will on this series. Don't bring it back. Can you win in Game 7? Yeah. Maybe would it be a sweeter cherry on top to have the Blues win it on the road? Yeah, kind of, because if the Bruins did win in a Game 6, people would say, well, all the momentum and the pendulum has swung back in the direction of Boston. And to see the Blues walk into Boston and steal a Game 7 and win the Stanley Cup championship in Boston and then fly home with the cup would be sweet as well. But you know something? I don't want anything to do with that kind of a scenario. I want the Blues to finish this damn thing, get it done in Game 6. And a party like, what did Prince say at one time, Mr. Joshua? We're going to party like it's 1999? What a scene it would be at Enterprise. Make it 4-for-4 in closeout situations. You did it in the three previous rounds. Do it again. Finish this series. Get it done. End the season. Win the Stanley Cup championship. Bedlam will follow in the Gateway City. 1128, the Dino Costa Show, just underway here in hour number one on 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. You want to get on board, you can. 855-282-8255. The Appliance Discounters phone lines at 855-282-8255. You want to email the show, you can do that as well. It's Dino, 590thefan at gmail.com. That's Dino, 590thefan at gmail.com. What happened to Game 3? I don't remember. You're going to have to bring me up to speed on that. Jog my memory back. What happened in Game 3? Like it never even happened. Lucas Jones is producing tonight. Quick timeout. Back with more Hour 1. We'll have some post-game sound. Also, a chance that we are going to hook up, not with Super Dave tonight, who was not at the game in Boston tonight, but Nate Lucas, who hosts his own sports radio show in Springfield. May join us on the show at the top of hour number two from the TD Garden in Boston. So stay tuned for all of that. A lot to do and a long way to go. The Dino Costa Show on 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. Back with more great stuff, I promise, here in hour number one right after this.